This podcast is about reliability, one of the qualitative characteristics of the accounting reports. There are four qualitative characteristics: reliability, relevance, understandability, and comparability. This one's about reliability. What are the qualitative characteristics? These are what stakeholders want in the accounting reports. They want the reports to have these qualitative characteristics. They want the reports to be reliable, to be relevant, to be understandable, and comparable. Let's now talk about reliability specifically. Think about the accounting reports. We're talking about the cash flow statement, the profit loss statement, and the balance sheet. These are the three major accounting reports. We want those reports to be reliable. And reliability refers to verification by the documents. The reports, each of the three reports, should be able to be verified by reference to originating documentation. So have a think about, for example, the cash flow statement. It shows, for example, cash inflows and cash outflows. Now think about sales. There will be a figure there for sales. We should be able to track back and find the original invoices or receipts that provide the documentary evidence for the sales figure in the cash flow statement. If we can do that, then the data in the cash flow statement is reliable, because we can verify it by documentary evidence. So reliability, one aspect of reliability refers to being able to verify the data in the reports by reference to the originating documentation. The documentation provides the evidence and it verifies the original transaction on which the reports are based. Also, if we can refer back to the documentation, it means that the reports do not contain estimations or bias or opinion, because the data in the reports can be absolutely verified by originating documentation. No estimation, no bias, no opinion. That's good. It makes the reports more reliable. Think about a profit and loss statement. Revenue less expenses. One of the items, of course, is sales. That's a revenue item. And once again, we should be able to backtrack to the original documentation to do with sales. Can we find the original receipts, the original invoices that can verify the sales figure in the reports? If we can, then the report, that sales figure in the profit and loss statement, becomes more reliable, because we have faith in it because of the documentation that is provided to provide substantiation to that particular figure. Another aspect of reliability refers to no material errors in the reports. We don't want the reports to contain errors. And if it contains few, if any, errors at all, then it's much more reliable. So if the reports contain lots of errors, poor calculations, for example, then it's less reliable. The stakeholders don't have high quality information. They have less reliable information. So reliability, probably the first aspect, is to do with documentation. That is, the reports should be supported by originating documentation. Can you trace back to the original documentation? You should be able to. If you can, then those reports are reliable. And a second aspect is no estimation, no bias, no opinion contained in the reports, because we have used real documentation rather than guesswork. So that's a second point: no estimation, no bias, no opinions. And the third point is no material errors. We want the calculations, for example, to be accurate. And that, of course, increases the reliability of the data as well. So reliability, we're talking about substantiation by the documentation. We are talking about no bias, no opinions, no estimation, because we rely on documentation instead, and that's good. That makes the reports more reliable. And the third point is we do not want the reports to contain material errors. Material just means significant. We do not want material or significant errors in the reports because they become less reliable to the stakeholders if they contain errors. Let's have a think about the balance sheet. This is the third report. Once again, we want all the data in the report, such as the asset data and the equity data. We want to be able to substantiate that asset and equity data by reference to the original documentation. If we can do that by reference to the invoices, the receipts, the check butts, etc., if we can verify the data in the reports, then it is more reliable. The data in the balance sheet is reliable if it can be substantiated by the documentation. A good example which links to one of the accounting principles is the historical cost principle. In the balance sheet, the assets will be reported at their historical cost. And the reason is you can verify or prove the historical cost by reference to the documentation. You can find the original check butt, for example, or the original invoice, for example, which verifies the value when you bought the computer, for example, or bought the stock, for example. So there is a link between reliability as a qualitative characteristic and the historical cost principle. Historical cost is verified by reference to the original documentation, and reliability, of course, one of the characteristics that we want in the reports is underpinned by, we want it to be substantiated by the original documentations. So let's just quickly review reliability. We're concerned with being able to verify the data in the three reports by reference to the documentation. That's number one. Number two, we do not want the reports to contain estimations or bias or opinion. We want real factual data as verified by the documentation. And thirdly, we do not want material or significant errors in the reports. We want, for example, all the calculations to be accurate. And if we have all those three characteristics, documentation, no estimation, no bias, no opinion, and no material or significant errors in the calculations, then all three reports will become more reliable, and therefore the quality of the information is much better for the stakeholders. And the stakeholders, remember, are using the reports on which to base their decisions about the performance of the business.